Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts. I'm
writing. The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
That's right. We have the budget today. We're in living color for your enjoyment. Good morning.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, baby.
Welcome
yeah.
To hour two of Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk, live streaming on our app, on your computer device, your Commodore 64, and on your favorite home device. That we're pretty sure is spying on you right now. Jace with Lex and Dawn. It's good to be back. Or Dawn, Holly. Good Lord, I haven't said that in months.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I haven't done that in a while. It's Monday, March 6, 2023. Not 2022, Jace.
Yay, it's not 2022.
Yay.
Oh, but it is snowing outside. Look, I screamed in the car this morning, not going to lie.
Now, when did that happen? Now, can I ask you to that?
What? Yeah. What?
The snow.
Yeah.
I know.
When did that happen?
It started like early evening yesterday.
I was just like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt the same way.
Because my talkers, friends, we were, Colin and I went to Disney over the weekend for a preview of a new ride opening in April. We'll be reviewing it actually on an episode that will drop tonight for Two Fairy Godfathers. But anyway, but we're there. And, you know, when you're not in Minnesota, you don't really pay that much attention to the weather. But Colin got like an alert. Mm-hmm. He goes, what the hell? He goes, we're going to get another snowstorm? It's like, oh, Lord. Yeah. And the roads last night driving home, it was not good. It was actually worse. We drove around 11:30 last night. They were actually worse than the great snowstorm.
Oof.
From to a week.
Wow,
a week.
Really?
To me, yes.
Yeah.
Because the snow was different. It was that wet, kind of slushy, gross snow. I found it way more difficult to navigate than the Snowmageddon a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
This morning.
The commute, heard our traffic kitty.
Yeah.
Lots of spin outs, lots of issues.
He's calling it a clown show.
Yep.
Oh,
sure is.
If only it was that fun. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I knew it was going to snow yesterday. And so I got in all my business before it started to snow.
Well, that's good.
But then I woke up this morning and I was like, not again. I am so tired. I am so tired. I feel it in my bones. This winter has been soul crushing. And then I just like,
here we go again.
Look, I'm calling this winter Regina George because I feel personally victimized by it.
There she is, your burn book.
She is, well, I don't know if I could say that on the air.
Yeah. Right.
An ugly slut. This winter is an ugly slut.
Well, and from what I imagine, reading our buddy Shay Cab, who runs a great car service.
Yeah.
I was looking at her Twitter following the Springsteen concert last night.
Oh, sure.
The weather did not make that easy. She said there were a lot of stranded people after the show yesterday. She was getting calls upon calls upon calls upon calls. I can't imagine how the Ubers and Lyfts were trying to keep up. Oof. In that weather. I didn't even think about that. What a horrible combination. Ugh. I saw LoJ was there.
Oh, yeah. Lori was there.
Oh, was Lori there?
No. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lori was there. And by all means, the Bruce Springsteen concert last night at the XL was epic.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, man.
John Bream. What was John? Hold on a minute. John had a great headline. Longtime music critic for the Star Tribune. Oh, he basically. He basically called it one of the best concerts he has seen in a long time.
Wow.
Springsteen proves it all night during his latest marathon in St. Paul, says John Bream. It was the, oh, here it is. John says it was the most rewarding and fulfilling late career Twin Cities concert by a rock icon of long standing. John loved it.
Wow. Wow.
That's high praise coming from John.
Bruce.
Yeah. Oh, that's anybody did my Wait. Talkers, anybody you waking up now? Did you go to the concert?
Oh, I hope you're still sleeping in.
I hope you really are.
Oh, this is not Please. 7 a.m. is not rock and roll hours. It's just not.
No.
But
I mean, he is the boss, right?
That's right.
Best.
Did we all ever find out why herpes was trending?
Oh, yeah. Did you guys?
I looked it up, and I feel like this is one of those times on Twitter where a word just starts to trend, and then it starts trending on itself. It's like the Ouroboros of trending. People see herpes, and they think it's funny, so then they just start tweeting out herpes.
Uh-huh.
And then they just go, you know, herpes, herpes, bo burpees, banana, fana, faux furpees.
Herpes.
That's right.
Herpes.
That's right. Herpes. Herpes.
So I think it's a whole lot of nothing.
Okay. Because I was like, why is herpes? It's Chris Rock and herpes, which I don't think goes together. So, yeah.
Herpes, herpes, bo burpees.
Yes, that's exactly it. Thank
herpes,
you.
Herpes, bo burpees.
Thank you, Krusty. That's exactly what I was referencing.
You're loving me right about now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Herpes, herpes, bo burpees.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't know. I think you're right. It is one of those cases where it's just trending around. But, oh, my goodness. Okay, now coming up, as I mentioned yesterday or this weekend, I went to to ride the long-awaited, girl, this was supposed to open quite literally 2 years ago, the long-delayed Tron light cycle roller coaster at the Magic Kingdom. There's been controversy. Normally, I just save this stuff for, unless there's a funny story, I save it for TFG, but this one has been mired in controversy, and that's actually where I'm going to focus. This was the ride that you've been hearing about on the news where the ride vehicles have been problematic for folks of larger sizes. And I will tell you, I'll tell you if that's warranted. Was I uncomfortable? Colin and I are big dudes. I'm 6'2". How was the ride? What was it like? Well, we'll get into all of that when we return. Shamrock shakes aren't the only reason to love March. There's another special going down at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Hey, it's Jace live. Let me tell you about one of them, Hydrafacial Deluxe. I love a Hydrafacial. I've had so many people. Lex has had a Hydrafacial. Colin has had one. My mother-in-law. This is the future of Hydrafacials. This is Hydrafacial Deluxe. And for March and March only, it's $229. That's a great deal. The Deluxe Hydrafacial includes all the essentials from their signature Hydrafacial treatment while amplifying your results with the addition of Hydrafacial boosters and LED light therapy. That's right. So if you have some photos you need to get ready for or a reunion this spring, this is the way to do it. You will absolutely be radiant when you get a Hydrafacial Deluxe. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic today and make your appointment before the month is over. We are so glad you're here. Hope you're having a really good morning. Be careful on those roads. Kenny will be up in about 13, 14, 15 minutes or so with another update. It's a clown show out there.
Ooh, be careful. It snowed. Still That's snowing. Right.
Still snowing, girl.
My three-year-old yesterday is looking out the window after dinner, and he's usually it's like turkey, bird, you know, things like that, or truck. You know, you see someone's drives by. He's like, snow? And we're all both like, what? And over there like, whoa, he's right. It's snowing, what?
Not again.
Zen could be a meteorologist.
Right, at this point.
He speaks two languages. He's a meteorologist now. I knew that kid was smart.
Man, we might not even see the sun until next week.
What?
What?
How Holly!
I'm sorry!
Why would you do that to us?
Next week!
We have an hour and 40 minutes before Donna and Steve get here. We gotta keep our mood up.
It's so shiny in here, guys.
That's right. I just look. I'm looking at an extended 10-day weather forecast.
Oh,
cloudy, snow showers, PM snow showers.
You're enjoying your day. Everything's going your way. Then along comes Daily Counter. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. We beg her to spare you, Debbie, please. But you can't stop Debbie.
Thanks, Holly. Wait a minute. So what are you telling us? Is it
wrong.
Really? Is she right, Lex?
Yeah, I'm looking at our dreamy Ken Barlow's forecast, and I don't see sun until Saturday.
Yeah, we might get lucky tomorrow afternoon and see a sliver of sun. I'm not optimistic about it. I'm just preparing everyone.
Yes.
I have love in my heart. I am peace and love, Ringo Starr.
Yes.
I'm just letting everyone know so that they can prepare their emotions appropriately throughout the week. I already screamed in my car and it's Monday morning.
Peace and love.
Scraping off that damn wet snow off the top of my car this morning. I'm like, God!
Oh, God.
Why?
Oh, speaking of, we got to. Well, God's part of Holly, can you put in a request with the Heaven Press Office? We need to talk to God about the storm tomorrow.
I will. Okay. I'm going to email St. Peter and, you know, see if we can book God here.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Did you read Thursday details? Watching another potential winter storm on Thursday.
We have to prepare people emotionally for all of this.
Yeah. Yep.
I have guests coming in too that I'm going to scare them away.
Oh no, from somewhere warm or somewhere snowy.
Yeah, the Brits are coming into town. They've never really seen a lot of snow.
Oh.
So
they might be thrilled. Take you skiing or something or tubing.
There might be a novelty element to it.
I ain't taking them. Who the hell are you talking to? I ain't taking them to take them skiing or tubing. Have you met me?
Snowshoeing?
No.
Nordic skiing. It's perfect time.
I don't care if Ryan Phillippe came to visit. We ain't taking Nordic skiing. Who are you doing a show with? You have me confused.
Lunch tray setting or sledding. Yeah. Get some lunch trays. Find a local hill.
Take the north. That is the funniest S I have heard in months. Take your Jason. Why don't you take your incoming house guest Nordic skiing? No.
They've never experienced it.
That's right. Oh,
quite thrilling, actually.
I'll send them to your house.
I'll take them Nordic skiing. Sure.
God. Oh, my goodness.
So lots of indoor activities is what you're saying.
Lots of Mall of America. Serums. Lots of indoor activities.
Here's the good news.
Come on, Holly. Give us some new good news.
This time next week, it looks like it will be a little better.
Oh, God, I hope this is wrong. You are so right, though, Holly. There isn't a stitch of sun for days.
Nope.
Oh, God.
Find a tanning bed. Get one of those lights. Find a void to scream in.
Where do I find one of those?
Just self-care yourself.
Yeah.
Stand in the corner.
Why did I come back from Orlando? I should have stayed. My goodness. Oh, good gravy.
Should
have stayed in Puerto Rico. My goodness.
We can dial in, can't we?
Yeah, seriously. Lori did from Hawaii. We can.
Yep. Did she already leave?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Oh, was she doing that again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't real. Oh, good. Good for her. Mm-hmm. I'm so. I love that she's able to do this. She deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
They've been here since God was in daycare. So enjoy your life, Lori.
Oh, and the content that you bring from Hawaii.
Please. Her videos. It just give me life. Just yeah. give me life.
Oh, yeah.
So I did, unfortunately, return from Orlando.
Yeah, you're back.
Colin, go to Delta's app. Can we get a flight tonight?
One way only.
Seriously. Yeah. No, so we just got back. We'll have a full episode of TFG that'll drop tonight. But we went, not just for a weekend, but we went to preview the new roller coaster at the Magic Kingdom. Tron Light Cycle Run, based on Tron and Tron Legacy. And this roller coaster debuted, I believe, 2016 or 17 at Disneyland, Shanghai Disneyland. And it was supposed to open 2 years ago, but the pandemic shut, obviously, stopped a lot of stuff at Disney. And so this was delayed. Now, I'm going to focus on what you've heard. By the way, the soundtrack of this ride is the same soundtrack as the movie, which is fantastic. Daft Punk did the score.
Ooh, yeah.
The throbbing, kind of pulsing soundtrack makes this ride even better.
Awesome.
It's actually one of my favorite parts of the whole thing, because this is playing throughout the queue, the line, everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to focus, though, on what you've heard on your news and stuff, and we've talked about it. Mm-hmm. The controversy with the ride vehicles themselves. You guys, you heard there, people were complaining because it's in previews right now. And I will say, this is what previews are for. Mm-hmm. You know, this is... They're working the kinks out, and that's, you know, I will give them that.
Yeah.
These vehicles are like motorcycles. My husband calls them crotch rockets, you know, the where you kind of lean forward. They're that type of ride vehicle, and people are finding them uncomfortable. Folks of a larger size, some folks are not fitting in them because a back restraint comes up and locks you in. And there is a back car for folks that have any type of disability or any type of restriction that would prevent them from riding in the normal car. I shouldn't say normal, the regular car. Now, how did we do? Let me cut to the chase.
Yeah.
It is not comfortable. It is not an overly comfortable ride. You're kind of like kneeling, like you're praying. But then leaning, I'm doing it now, and yeah. then kind of leaning for, I'm going to move the microphone down, kind of leaning forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then to see stuff, you're kind of craning your neck up, almost like a motorcycle. You know, yeah. I see, you know, like in your weave. So your neck, you're kind of to have to see everything. You're kind of craning your neck up. Now, I didn't find it as uncomfortable as Colin did. And I think I liked it a little more than Colin did, but I do see where the complaints are coming in as far as, but I don't mind it. One of my favorite rides, Flight of Passage, the Avatar ride.
Yeah.
That thing isn't real comfortable.
I was just going to ask, how similar mm-hmm. is it in terms of fit? Is it the same as it's the similar. Avatar?
It's similar, Lex, but more Avatar is more comfortable because you're kind of sitting up. This, your chest is laying kind of on that bike. You know, it is not. It's not the most comfortable ride. So luckily, here's the other complaint people are talking about, and I agree with them. It is very short.
Oh.
You just get ready. It is like, I think, 90 seconds.
No.
90 seconds.
Oh, I'm not kidding. Colin texted me with the exact time. I think it's 90 seconds. And I will tell you,
what?
It goes, and I got off. Colin and I got off that ride. We're like, okay.
I blinked. I missed it.
it, Now, look, Rock and Roller Coaster at Hollywood Studios is also very short. This is a little longer, just by a smidge. But it is very short. So I will tell you that, you know, unless I get a fast pass, or now they call them lightning lanes, I would not wait for like 3 or 4 hours for this.
Oh, 3 or 4 hours?
Well, yeah, that's what the wait is going to be. I mean, these rides, you can wait 3 to 4 hours for some of these rides.
Gosh, do you think that the length of the ride has something to do with the positioning of the carts? That, you know, your body is in a position, and they calculated, the Imagineers, that a body can only withstand being in that position for X amount of seconds.
Yep, I would say that. And also, we waited a really long time for this preview. You'll see the video today. I put together a package you'll see on the Jason Show, so you'll see the visuals of this. Radio is not a visual medium. So you will see the visual of this on the TV show. I will tell you, we waited about an hour, which is very long for these structured previews. But the reason is they were dealing with guests that were not fitting into these vehicles. They had to stop things down to accommodate. Now, look, I will say again, that's what these previews are for.
Well, but what can they do at this point for that, though, Jace? I mean,
there's not a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of
wondering. Not a lot. I mean, this ride started in Shanghai. You know what I mean? And it is it's just different. You know, when you're adapting it for our culture, for American bodies, and I'm not being crass, I'm just being very direct. I mean,
we're big.
I'm not being mean. It's just the facts. It's just different. And I don't know how they can overcome this, not overcome it. There's really no way to deal with it. But again, they do have the last car on some of the trains can accommodate absolutely most guests. So Small L loved it. Even the minute and a half, Small L loved it.
Describe it a little bit? So you're sitting on this like crotch rocket, leaning forward, head up. Is it a roller coaster?
Yes.
Is there a simulation?
No, it's a full-fledged roller coaster. You launch going 62 miles an hour. The launch is the best part. That's worth the wait. There's the positive. You launch outside in this canopy. You can see a picture of it on my socials. You launch outside, and you are kind of going into the grid of Tron. And that canopy, that outdoor part, is the coolest part. And then you go through this little bitty cutout, and you go into the building on this, and then you're in the grid. And it lights and video screens, and it's a full-fledged... No, it never stops.
You go right
through that hole.
Wow.
And then you go in the indoor part of it. It's thrilling. Look, I don't want to focus on the negative. It's a thrilling ride. It's just A, not real comfortable, and B, very short. And we'll have, Colin and I will have more. You'll hear Colin's perspective on the new episode of TFG that'll drop later tonight. When we come back, I'm so excited. I got off the plane and thought about this. Lex gets to play our brand new game, Word Chain, when we return. Holly Roberts tried a game in beta mode while Alexis was in Puerto Rico. And it was a smashing success because it made our brains really work. And the moment it was over, I said, I can't wait to play this with Alexis. Because it will be a complete S show. So we have moved it out of beta, and we have now made it a full-fledged game with a full-fledged intro.
It's time for Word Chain
with
Jason
and
Alexis.
Also
Holly.
That's right. Take it away, Holly.
Oh, yeah. So here are the rules of Word Chain. Let me explain this to you.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
You should be.
Here are the rules of our game. So each player adds a word to the previous word to form a two-word phrase. Now, here's your example. Dance club could become dance club soda. The next player then can follow with dance club soda pop. and so on.
Oh, see how long we can do
this.
Yes. Oh, man.
Now,
okay.
If a player forgets a word or can't think of a word to add to the chain, then they're out and you keep going as long as possible.
Okay. Alexis, you have to remember all the words.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Okay. Okay.
So,
I got to get all the shiny objects away from me right now.
Alexis is clearing.
Don't do laundry, Lex. Don't do laundry.
Can't do laundry.
She is clearing her desk.
Yeah.
And Jason and Alexis are going to be playing. I will provide them with the initial two-word phrase that they will need to play off of. Let's start with Christmas tree. Christmas tree. And Jason, you're going to kick things off.
Christmas tree farm.
Christmas tree farmhouse.
Christmas tree farmhouse remodel.
Christmas tree farmhouse remodel bathroom.
Christmas tree farmhouse remodel bathroom door.
Christmas tree farmhouse remodel bathroom. Oh, what did you say? Bathroom door. Jiggy with it.
I that's not one word. That's several words, Lex.
Sorry, we can't.
Jiggy with it is one word. Jiggy
you
with it.
Broke the chain, Lex.
You broke the chain.
Lex.
That's not what worked. That's not a word.
That's not a word.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, that was nice.
You jiggle with it. You know, the door handle.
Jiggy with it is three words. You nutter butter?
Okay. Let's do it again.
Oh, God.
Okay. We have another phrase in word chain.
Oh, God.
Jiggy with it is disqualified.
Oh, thank you, Holly.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I got some heat last time for being lenient. I am lenient, but Alexis, I'm not that lenient.
No, okay, she used three words.
If I say it fast enough,
yeah.
It'll be one word. All right, here we go. Here's our next phrase to kick off word chain. And we're going to start with the loser, Alexis.
Absolutely. Okay.
Leather boots.
Leather boots closet.
Boots closet. A boot closet. Oh, okay. I guess that's a thing. Leather boots closet door.
Leather boots closet hanger.
No.
You broke the chain!
You did not.
Oh, crapper! What did I miss?
Door.
His word. I missed door!
Lex, you didn't get past the second turn!
I forgot the door!
Oh, my goodness, Lex! Okay, let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's let Lex take an Advil or something.
Nothing was wrong.
Okay, let's continue this. Let's take a break.
Fine.
Oh, my God. Lex, I'm the one that's gotten 3 hours sleep. Let's take a break and continue this on the other side. Stay right there. God, how appropriate is this song? Welcome back. Wow. I know the
my theme song today.
I know the song choices are random, but the universe knew this was perfect. I'm a mess.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. We had something else planned here, but it doesn't matter because my goodness, we got to continue with the new game because Alexis did. Alexis did as I knew she would.
Mess everything up.
I knew it. I'm serious. The moment we played this, I thought, I can't wait to play this with Alexis, and you did not let me down. You actually exceeded my expectations.
Oh, God,
my goodness. Okay, Holly, do you want to reset the table for people that just joined us?
Are you sure you want to keep playing this? I mean, we don't have to.
No, no.
Wait until next week.
No, Lex, it's new. We got to work out the kinks.
I might be the biggest kink in this.
No. We're playing a game called Word Chain. And so here are the rules of Word Chain. Each player adds a word to the previous word to form a two-word phrase. So, example, dance club becomes dance club soda. Next player can then follow dance club soda pop, and so on. Now, if a player forgets a word or can't think of a word to add to the chain, they're out. And keep the chain going as long as possible. Now, I'm going to change things up a little bit, and I'm just going to give you one word to start with.
Okay. Perfect.
So we won't give you a phrase. We're just going to give you a single word.
All right.
We'll workshop. Holly, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Can you use three words when you answer?
The answer would be no.
That was a triple compound word, if you ask me. Uh-huh. No spaces.
No.
Sure.
No.
Do you with it.
No. No. Not. I appreciate, not Alexis, your argument, but I am the Supreme Court of Word Chain.
That's right.
Let's. Going to give you guys another word. And Jason, you are going to be starting our word chain.
Okay.
The word is chocolate.
Chocolate bar.
Chocolate bar stool.
Chocolate bar stool sample.
Chocolate bar stool sample bite.
Chocolate bar stool sample bite sized.
Chocolate bar stool sample. Oh man, what did I say? Sample bite sized bar. Full circle.
Is she allowed to use?
No!
A bite sized bar? I can't use the same word?
I'm saying no. We got to keep the
chain. Okay. I didn't know that rule.
Well, I just made it up, but.
Okay, fine. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Lex. Well, we tried.
Like a bite-sized bar.
Well.
Okay. I love the arguments, Alexis. I really do.
Oh, Lex. Well, we'll try again next Monday, Lex. We'll try, you know what I mean?
Hey, we'll just keep going. We'll get there.
We'll get there eventually.
Yes.
I mean, at least we got the game out of beta mode. You know what I mean? Next Monday, let's just make this a Monday thing, because my feeling is it gets our brains going.
Oh, yeah.
Sure does.
Jumpstart it.
This is my gateway to avoid dementia.
Wow. Oh, way to sell it.
I mean, I forget
word
all
chain.
The time.
The gateway.
My brain is real.
To avoid dementia. Yeah.
Can we get Rocco to put that in a promo? My God.
I have such a hard time these days remembering things. That's why I have to write it all down.
But see, that's why this is a good exercise for you, me, and all of us listening.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. That was great.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was sure fun, though.
You want to tell us about, I mean, it goes perfectly with what I talked about a few minutes ago about Tron and Disney. Rebel Wilson, she was all over the place over the weekend. I heard part of this interview. I heard part of it that she was, and I didn't know it was real. I thought she was joking, or maybe she is. Was Rebel Wilson really banned from Disneyland?
Yes.
In California?
For 30 days. She was on The Daily Show and talked about what she did. And this is also kind of a combo platter of like the lifestyle of the rich and famous, because, yeah, she got kicked out, but they made it very, very convenient for her. So she, you know, she's a big fan of Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I guess in the theme park, there is a private bathroom that she was able to use. And Jace, you probably know a lot more about this. And they say at Disney, you cannot take pictures and share it. She did that. And then when they reprimanded her, you know, she went to the principal's office and they said, yeah, you couldn't take a picture of that secret bathroom. You shared it. It's illegal. You're getting banned for 30 days. And then they said, when are you filming a movie or something so that this really wouldn't affect your time here? And she said June. So she was banned all of June, but she was off doing a project. So it really wasn't a consequence at all.
So my understanding, if I'm guessing correctly, and I really don't know, I think she took a picture of a bathroom at Club 33.
I see.
Club 33 is an exclusive club that has at Disneyland like a 10-year waiting list. You have to be invited. You have to be referred. There's fees. You have access to a club that Walt started. Disneyland, Disney World has a 3-year waiting list.
Wow.
And anyway, so that's where it's very secretive. And anyway, I'm thinking that's the bathroom that she took a picture of. I'm just guessing. Yeah. But yeah, come on. They didn't even really. Now, if you weren't Rebel Wilson and you were a member and you did this, you'd probably just be removed from Club 33 because they're very particular.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Or a lifetime ban.
You wouldn't be able to negotiate your punishment.
No. Oh, gosh, no. If you weren't Rebel Wilson.
No.
Because, again, they are very particular about that club. Believe me.
She also talked about when she turned 40, which just was a couple years ago, that she slept inside the park to celebrate it. She got to do a sleepover there.
Yeah, Mariah has done that too in Sleeping Beauty, or maybe she did it. Yeah, either in Walt's apartment, which is above the fire station.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, right as you enter Disneyland, there's a fire department, and above there is it was the Disney family apartment where Walt and his wife would go in the family to kind of relax, and it's still there. So maybe she slept there, or I don't think there's accommodations inside the castle there. In Disney World, there is. Mariah Carey has spent the night in Cinderella Castle. At Walt Disney World, but you have to be invited, and they sometimes do it for charity. You can't request to stay there.
It's extra special, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you got to be...
Interesting.
You got to be Mariah Carey to do that.
Yeah, no kidding.
You can't just walk up and be like, I won word chain. Can I sit in Cinderella Castle?
I brought my own blanket.
It would be you, not me.
When we come back, Lex, you have I always forget, you have Asshat today, right?
I do. Yep, I've got one.
I always forget. When we come back, Alexis says, today's Am I the Asshat, plus Holly's going to have the full-size dirt alert and more. So please, stay right there, and we will be right back.